Welcome back. We doing it again. I don't even know if we got a name for this, but I got my homie, my bro, Chris Jones. I'm gonna let you introduce yourself and tell a little bit about yourself. Hopefully we'll be able to do this on a more regular basis. And like I said, we don't even have a name for it yet. We just gonna get up here, chop it up about some current events, about maybe a little political stuff, some relationship stuff. If we get some jokes in there, just life. Whatever might have happened through the week, we gonna chop it up about it. We might come up with a name. If y'all follow the channel, hey, throw out some suggestions. We might pick one of them. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, Chris. Tell us a little bit about yourself, man. Let's get into it.
All right. So for the people that follow King Crowley's his episodes and his show. I mean, I'm Chris, from raised in Freeman, resided in Emporia, born in Alaska. Simple guy, got all daughters. I am a businessman. I don't know, I never said this. I love people and care about people. I've never said that's new.
I like that because it's true. Yeah, that's dope.
I never said that part. I'm just me. I the people that see this, they know that I'm like a legit, genuine person. And a lot of people know that I say what I say and I mean what I say.
It's crazy too, but you got a beautiful heart, man. You got a beautiful soul. But your ass crazy too. Don't have that part of it too.
I don't have to try being crazy.
that just comes with the package.
Yeah, but I do try to be a good person, and I try to humble myself as well. So that I can get that full. I'm not looking for the full circle, but whatever you put out for me is like eventually you're gonna get something. It might not be what you want, but you might get something good back in the end.
Yeah, and look, I'm gonna go ahead and like give a little insight to how we even connected. Some that watch this will know us, but hopefully a lot that watch won't know us yet. So I'm a little bit older than you. I'm 41, about to be 42. So coming up, like through high school and stuff, I was in the band, my brother, different ones, and his brother that's just older than him was in the band. So we were more familiar with your brother, and you were the little kid running around. The little wild kid running around just full of energy. Just, you ain't never seen nothing like it.
All in the way.
But it was all good. It's all good. Because back then it was like family. Like you in band camp, you with each other through marching band, pep band, all the bands, chorus, concert band, just all the bands.
Everything.
So his brother was in all of it. So you was constantly around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fast forward, we get older. My brother, who's a playwright, pastor among other things he does, writes plays, produces, directs plays. The last one we did before the pandemic, before things shut down, January 2020, right? It was last year, right?
It was 2019, I thought.
Man, for real, 2020 was so crazy. Stuff be out of order when I think back between 2019 and 2020.
Right.
Hey, I'm thinking January because it didn't shut down.
It was January when we got, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it was last year. I think it was 2020. Right. Go ahead.
No, let me go get the door. Keep on going. Let me get the door.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I had somebody.
Go ahead.
I'll be right back.
Okay, and my brother produced plays, and anyway, Chris ended up being one of the characters selected. And the character that he played was actually not one that's totally opposite of who he is and his character is. So he really had to go to a dark place because he played a character that was a predator, a sexual predator, And with that going against who he was as a person, plus just dealing with life, he sometimes struggled to get the lines right, to stay connected, stay focused, to stay there, to get into the character. And we would talk to him along the way, and he would give us some insight to what was going on and why he was struggling with getting certain parts and, you know, trying to work and maintain certain things, plus learn his lines. And it was a struggle. And but the day of the play, you know, because we kind of was worried up until then, because he was like,
what are you talking about?
We know he's capable, but is he gonna come through? And that day, man, you impressed us so much. It was like whatever that was that allowed you to be able to push through. I was like, I respect that. Let me stay looking at
you. Hold on. Let me tell you right now, man. Everybody said I did too good. I think one lady, she said, you ain't worried about nobody beating you outside.
What'd you say your pop said to you?
He said, boy, I was about to come on stage and beat your ass.
And he know you all wouldn't do nothing like that. But like I say, that's how impressed. It was like you went from struggling with, you know, trying to get the lines and trying to nail it and trying to actually get into the part to.
Yeah.
Like, had folks that just knew you won't like that mad at you.
And just, I mean, like, for real, bro, it's just, you know, life and then business and personal things, man. It and trying to be, like, for me, being a true to the words that come out of your mouth.
Right.
I'm a firm believer. If you say you're going to do something, you're going to do it, you know? And, man, I remember it. I remember the whole process just like it was like yesterday, you know, and I with Bishop, I talked to him and he was like, well, I want you to know, you know, run a few lines with me and things like that. And it's just, I wanted to be a part of it because I believed in what you guys all came together to do. I believed in it. Because it was definitely a message in that whole thing, in the whole process of it all. A lot of people don't know what takes place behind the scenes.
I was about to say, it's a message that I know personally a lot more people that have faced similar situations like that. So the audience felt that one.
And I know that, you know, my role in it was not I was the bad guy, but in something like that, a theatrical presentation, you know, if you're gonna wanna get the message across, then hey.
You gotta go there.
Somebody gotta do it.
You gotta go there. You gotta go there. Tell us a little bit what you was telling a little bit about yourself. I told how we connected. They'll learn about us as we go along. We ain't got to try to have family reunion or nothing like that right now. We're a few days behind. We actually tried a couple times with scheduling and different things that prevented us from actually getting on. I wanted to get on the day after Versus. I know we're about a week late now and things move so fast, so people are on to something else, but I'm thankful for a time where when something great happened, we got to actually sit with it for a while and appreciate that we actually saw something historical. Now I'm going to speak about me real quick. Look, I'm the son of a pastor. I grew up in a Church of God in Christ household. I knew all the gospel songs, but at the same time, I grew up with a grandmother that lived on Deal Street. And at her house, she really didn't care what we watched. So I remember falling in love with this thing that became known as hip hop the very first time I saw The Message. You know, the very first time I saw LL Cool J I'm Bad as a little boy back in the early 80s. I fell in love with that then. So even I'm growing up in the preacher's household, it's this thing called hip hop. Like, what is this? They rhyming over the beats and they braggadocious, but they telling stories and in each generation, each year, they keep getting better and better and better, you know. And I become more of a fan and more of a fan of the craft, the art, the music, you know. So coming from that, I grew up in the 90s. I was a teenager in the 90s. I remember, you know, when Reasonable Doubt came out, Wu-Tang albums, Mobb Deep, Nori. I could go on and on. The Lox, Bad Boy, when it was Bad Boy, Rough Riders. To see all these years later, to see what happened, the level of competition, the level of preparedness that was there, I was impressed by that. That was like the most flawless victory I've ever seen. Like, I could compare that to an Ali fight or to a Serena Williams victory or really? To the 72-10 Bulls, or it was on that level. Go ahead, you chime in, man, because I can keep talking.
No, I mean, it was tough, man, you know, because I grew up, we had Meljo's, you know, that's been, you know, that's kind of like, you know, was what was in the family and everything like that, where, you know, it's, I was always at the club, you know, on the weekends or the so-called kiddie nights and things like that, or teenage nights or whatever, or working the door when the DOC had the Christmas parties and things like that, you know, so listen to all the music. And it was like, I know around coming up, I know all music. My dad's a musician. I was born into musically inclined family, but nevertheless, I remember Dipset when they came on. Dipset coming up, and it was that wave at the time. That was that, you know, you feeling it. Dipset. You know, I get it. But let me tell you this. I know better, because when I saw that versus for.
Okay, so you was one that thought you actually thought Dipset was going to win? Is that what you had going into it? You thought
I thought it would have been a better entertainment. Dipset didn't entertain at all.
They didn't play to their strengths. Look, I usually don't even watch. I haven't watched a full versus probably since maybe the rest in peace DMX and Snoop. That might have been the last full versus I just said, and like, look, I'm gonna watch this joint.
Right.
I hadn't even planned to watch that one. I drove all the way back up from Florida, man, so I was tired. So I got here and I was like, let me do a few things, get a few things in order, far as the oils and stuff. And I just had it playing in the background.
Yeah.
Deep down, I was peeping in. But when Kiss dropped that Who Shot You freestyle, I stopped and I looked and I realized, I was like, oh shit, it's something special happening now. I was like, this is going to be different. And I sat down and I just sat right here. I was like, this is about to be different, because you could feel the energy. I was like, like you say, it stopped. I was in the middle of moving around, and when I heard him say Tech dropped it, he said, let's make something happen. And Who Shot Your Beat dropped or whatever. I was like, uh-oh.
Hey,
and from there on, I was like, it's over. Dipset don't got a chance. I was like, it's done.
So I'm not critiquing. I'm not a rapper. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, I've dabbled in.
You know how to put them words together.
Yeah, so, but the thing is, it was like what they were, they were trying to present whatever the fuck they were trying to present. Excuse my language. But you had to.
You good.
Old boy was up front, and he was just loud and unorganized and just over top of everybody else. Okay, and that's number one. And you couldn't really get a feel or vibe. Really, I thought when Jim Jones got his chain from the crowd.
Yeah, it was something that was goofy to me.
I thought he was about to come get things and even out the playing field, even for the some of the good stuff, and everybody be together, but it wasn't happening. But I mean, them boys did their thing, like for real. Like it was this, that's what rap is about.
And like I said, it's a week later, so I ain't gonna do a full breakdown right now. But the thing I keyed in on, yes, I was impressed by the actual words and them actually doing it, the actual performance of it.
Yeah.
But I'm one that I look at strategy. How did you do that? the intensity in which you did that, how you counter. I was looking at it like a fight or like a game, like a football game, a basketball game. Like, okay, I use this for an example. Okay, the Locks went first and took the momentum. But after a while, because they had so much control, it actually seemed like they were going second and actually countering Dipset. They started off with fuck you, started off with the heat. Then, you know, they was going first, Dipset second, first, second. But after Who Shot You, that's when Cam and them started doubling up. And it actually made it seem like the Locks was responding to them, which actually put them still at an advantage. I'm impressed by that move. It was almost like a chess move. Okay, we started first. Y'all made a bad move, and now we have the momentum. First, we were coming straight at you. Now we're going to come behind you and push you off the cliff.
Yeah, yeah. It was – and I mean – It was something great to see the way it took place. I'm not gonna spoil it for everybody else, but it was great to see.
If y'all ain't seen it by now, it's a week later. It's been everywhere. They went on the Breakfast Club. They've done mad interviews. It's been mad breakdowns. Like I say, that's why I'm not gonna spend a long time on this a week later.
But either way, it goes to show you that, and I'm talking about people that are 10 years young. I'm 36. So 10 years younger than me, they were rocking with the Locks, period, hands down. I mean, and that's just what it was. Whether anybody understands anything, people were vibing with that presentation, what they did. It was about to be Mel Joes all over again.
Yeah, you couldn't deny what you saw. Even if you was the most hardcore Dipset fan, you can't deny when you're watching something great happen. We watched something historical and something great happen. Just in the execution of what they did, it was flawless. Even from DJ Technician, it was give and go, pick and roll all night.
Yeah, you know, it was good.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, not gonna stay on that, man. We gonna touch on a couple other things. Let's jump right into it. COVID still out here, Delta variant, all those things. The big things they talking about now: the mask, the vaccine, the mask, the vaccine. Where you kind of stand with both of those? What's your thoughts on those?
Look, man. If you look at everything, so I'm kind of a nerd sometimes. So I see things, I take the time to look at things, analyze things, and then I think about things. But right. Then I see, when you look at Facebook, you see what's fact-checked and what's not fact-checked. So I follow a certain amount of things that that Facebook allows through. And it doesn't say it's false or fact-checked. So when I see that people that have gotten the vaccination, those areas have now become hotspots, that makes you think. So the place of the areas that the most people have gotten vaccinated, now they're hotspots for the Delta variant. Why is that? I mean, it just makes you think. I'm just saying, I'm not a doctor, but
that's my thing with it. It is making me have more questions. And here's the thing: I'm not putting a stamp on it saying I'm for it or against it right now. It's just like anything else. I need more information. Because what you're telling me is not matching up to what I'm seeing.
And that's the thing. So, media, and I really don't like getting into the whole, as they say, conspiracy theory stuff. I mean, it's because it's not for everybody. Your brain functions that way, boom. But either way, when you see so many things line up, this, that, and the third, get the vaccine, don't get the vaccine. Pro-vaccine, anti-vaccine, whatever, you know. Then you see a lady that was pro-vaccine, but her daughter took the vaccine and she's like crippled and all this stuff from the vaccination. The girl was, young kid was perfectly fine. Took the vaccine or whatever, how many ever doses, but she got the first one. So either way, now she's crippled.
Wow.
So, But then also you think about the people that have got the vaccination in certain areas, and I will say it could be race specific. That's just my opinion. It could be age specific. It could be any type of DNA in your body specific. Either way, some people catch it, some people don't. Some people have it, some people can fight it off. But now, if they say that they're saying people that have gotten the vaccination are super spreaders, then what does that tell you? I didn't make that word up.
It tells me that people need to pay more attention. Look, if you've taken it, that's your business. If you haven't taken it, that's your business. As of yet, Go ahead. What are you saying?
I'm saying, yeah, it's I don't need nobody to ask me whether I took the shot. Now,
we've never gone around asking people, you took the flu shot? Like,
exactly.
It's silly. It's silly to do that.
It's kind of like, you know, is this what the world's coming to? So you need, this is
what the world is coming to. It's what the world is.
Yeah. And it's a top, I get it. I truly get it, because I had a relative like family that is, you know, that's family, like, that had it, but he overcame it.
Yeah. I've had members and things that have had it. I used to say,
Hold on a second. I got my assistant bringing me a shot.
Okay, cool.
Come here, bro. Can I bring my bro in here for a second just to say hi?
Yeah, let him say hi.
Good, Soulja.
What's going on, man? How you be?
Good, man. How you living?
I'm good, man. I can't complain at all, man.
Yeah, everything's can't good. At all. We here.
Okay, thank you for my shot, bro.
Yeah.
Sorry, y'all. I'm not bougie, but for real, man. Bro, like what? The way people are doing this and treating this, it doesn't add up. Doesn't make sense.
Right.
And last thing I want to do is to walk around. It's almost like walking around being tagged as a leper, you know what I'm talking about?
Right. Yeah.
So now it's like, okay, well, you're going to eventually at some point, you're going to have some type of badge on saying vaccinated or not vaccinated.
And here's the crazy part, right? And I'm not specifically aiming at religion, but I'm pointing at the divisiveness. I spoke about this on the last podcast I put out. Okay, it's people that say, okay, the Bible is being fulfilled. The Bible is being fulfilled. But they've taken the vaccination. So wouldn't they kind of be like the mark of the beast if the Bible is indeed being fulfilled and you took the thing that they told you you needed to take?
Now you're about to really...
I'm just saying, if it's being fulfilled like you say, then you're a part of it being fulfilled on the messed up side of the game. Go ahead.
What if everything that was taught to us was complete opposite?
Most of it is the complete opposite. You know that.
I know, but we're talking about the mark of the beast. And for me, I'm really focusing on, like, go ahead.
I don't believe in that shit, but go ahead.
I know. And I respect people's beliefs. How about that? And I don't know who was talking to. I think you had mentioned about the like the baby stuff. Did you mention that?
Yeah,
you talked about that.
I don't even want to talk about that now, though. That was one of them trending topics that I wanted to talk about because it happened, but it ain't no versus battle, so I don't care that much about the baby. You know, I don't care.
You said I don't care that much about it to talk about.
No. Yeah, like you said, it wasn't that. important to me. Like I said, it was a trending topic. So I was like, gotta be something good to talk about for the moment, but I don't give a fuck about what he's doing.
Oh, I got a question.
What's up?
So if a man and a woman meet, they meet off of some type of group or something like that, when they meet, do they wear masks? And if they do, do they wear masks when they have sex?
I would hope not.
Like, for real. I mean, it's a pandemic. Number two.
I ain't about to be out here having sex with no goddamn mask on. I barely want to wear a rubber talking about wearing a fucking mask.
Nigga. You'd have been a hyperventilator.
Yeah, shit. Ain't need for my face and my dick to be suffocating. Dick already wrapped up in plastic. Ain't gonna mummify my goddamn ass. Yeah. Oh, we podding there.
Bro. Can't suffocate both the heads.
Shit. He down there struggling like, I can't feel shit. And I'm up talking about, I can't breathe. Like, nigga. One of us got to rescue the other, nigga.
I don't even know why I said anything. Yeah, we
got to pass the fuck out.
Oh, man.
Whew. About to come and you about to go.
I feel bad for the women though.
Why?
They gotta cover their mask and they gotta cover two titties.
Yeah, but titties don't breathe, so.
Real shit. Every woman you know that wear bra talking about, I need to take my bra so I can breathe.
Yeah, their titties for the motherfucker. Yeah, their titties for the serious. Yeah. Right. Titties for is a motherfucker.
Then they had those days where they want to wear a dress and they're like, I'm free balling. I need to let her breathe too.
Yeah, that's a beautiful sight too, especially in a sundress.
And then you don't start,
get caught in the crack just a little bit.
Don't start your sundress red. Look, sundress season ain't coming back for till 2025.
I ain't seen with like three of them this year. I hate y'all. Hey, you ever fake phone sex?
I've had phone sex before, bro.
I said, have you ever faked it?
How do you fake it?
Oh, nigga. Okay, you on the phone. I'm gonna tell you, because like me, for real, I don't like to.
The viewers want to know, you said. The viewers
phone sex
wanna...
be. Phone sex is kind of trash, especially if you're trying to FaceTime, because it's like, I be making ugly faces when I'm handling me. When it's just me, I ain't got to try to be cute. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, phone sex, especially if you're talking, you know, I might get to the finish line before she do. So I didn't, you know what I'm saying? I didn't bust a skeet and she still talking. Oh, baby, I'm so wet. I'm sitting there eating me some chips like, I bet you are. I'm in the microwave and shit. She's like, what's that noise? Oh, I done knocked over the lube, baby. Keep going. I got to fake it till she get to where she got to go. I'm like, God damn, girl, bust a nut.
Oh, hold on.
Good gracious.
Hold on, wait.
So now I got to be goddamn what name Denzel Washington with the acting skills, cause you ain't bust your nut yet. Go ahead, what'd you say?
No. That's funny as shit. That's like I've had a couple, maybe too many of those phone FaceTime joints in my younger days, and sometimes it don't go as planned.
Yeah, that should be trash to me. Well, if she gonna just put on a show, yeah, I sit back and watch and bip.
Not a bip.
Bip. Hey, I go to work with me.
What is that?
Hey, hashtag. I gotta handle me. Yeah, I can handle me. Like this, I can sit back and enjoy the show, but if you want me to participate and talk back and all, I do my work on the job, baby. I don't do that practice.
I thought the woman
homosex is practice.
I thought the woman
talking about practice.
Ain't she supposed to be the one that does all the talking?
Yeah, I hate when they start telling me to talk. I was like, oh, yeah. What's the woman supposed to say?
A man can barely do two things at once. How you want me to hold the phone and hold my joint and talk? What the hell?
Yeah, especially if she got some of that them good yams and I just got in there. Like, look, I can't talk and do this too. Let me focus so the photo fight won't be over too quick. Let me get my feet. Matter of fact, let me put my shoes back on so I have some grip. And you know. Give me about 10 minutes into the session, then I might say, okay, give me that shit. I might give you one of them. All right, throw that shit back or something.
Oh, man.
You be wanting me to have a full goddamn Frederick Douglass conversation in the middle of sex. Oh, talk to me. I don't want to talk. I'm working.
It's like, talk to me. What you want me to tell you? That's the question. What you want me to tell you? Yeah. Your back look nice. Did you use Dove in the shower? bring the sexy back, baby.
He's in your back looking at right.
I think we need this band talking in the bedroom and just have faces at moaning and groaning sounds.
Hey, yo, I had one that used to say the wildest stuff when I would, you know, I bust a jump. You know what I'm saying? She'd say some wild. She'd say something like, you know, I'm letting it go. Make it rain. Make it rain.
Make it rain?
I was like, I don't know if I feel good or feel violated. Make it rain.
R. Kelly-ish.
It's the one that got me, though. She said, give me them juniors.
What? Oh no, man, you lying.
Hell no, what? I ain't lying, nigga. What? I don't like my pussy. Give me them juniors.
No.
That was ill. I liked it.
I mean, you know, I'm ex-military, you know. So I've heard a lot of stories. You know, people, them girls always want to swallow juniors. Let me swallow your babies.
That's a blessing. Yeah, I can get with that. That's a blessing.
Hey, look, you know what's crazy? That's the difference between a white woman and a black woman. A white woman is quick to swallow and take it in the butt.
I'm into that. Yeah, I can get with
it. Look, a white, and not in a bad way, but you know, white girls, some black, but I'm just saying, growing up as a man, you know, you understand that white women are okay with not letting you come inside of them, and they're gonna let you come in their mouth or in their ass.
Look, I'm as black as they come. Look at me, I'm blackity black. But I ain't getting no younger. And this time I live my life. I might be taking my talents over to the Wahite. I might have to try it out. Just, you know, if LeBron can switch teams, why can't I? You know what?
LeBron probably got a side chick that's white. Probably three of them with blonde hair. Man,
might got one on every continent when he touched down.
If you think he don't, you're crazy.
If I was a billionaire, I would. You think you're going to be my only wife when I got all this money, when I can do anything I want?
Nah, well, you ain't
You really think you're going to be my onlyest wife? Where are you? Nigga.
No, don't say that. You ain't never getting married.
You can be the number one. You ain't gonna be the onlyest one.
The onlyest one.
No. Girl, I'm a Billy.
I'm a Billy. Not a Billy, a Billy.
Unless you gonna go find you another Billy. Go to Walmart, find you a Billy. You can't find another Billy, baby. Respect it.
Just let them know. Say, look, baby, you can go do whatever you want to do. Just know you're going to be checked just like they check everybody's temperature for this COVID-19.
Damn straight. Damn straight.
She better get that Insta check. Oh, shit, man. No.
Kaya, excuse me, man. Yo, you are crazy, man. Your back look nice. That shit was hilarious. That's funny right there.
I mean, if she saying if she does anything freaky, if she do the freaky stuff, I might could tell her to back her knees look nice. Whatever. You know, I'm just saying.
But you said some important. It depends on the energy she giving me back, man. If she just one of them that lay there and, you know, make a little noise, a little moaning, hey. I'm going to match your little moaning. I ain't about to be in here talking like Hulk Hogan and you in here.
Exactly.
You giving me some energy. You talking a little crazy. I might talk a little. I'm going to give you the energy back that you giving me, but I ain't.
Hey, look, I'm going to put it like this. I done knocked on a few periods in my day and my time now.
Say that again.
I done knocked on some periods.
You've made them come on. I too have done that.
Yeah, so you know that energy that they were trying to throw it back. I threw their ass back on their period.
Sick nigga. You're so sick.
And look, and that's on Mary had a little lamb.
Yo, I think I might call this junk "This Ain't for Children" or something. This shit is hilarious. Boy, you are crazy as fuck. Oh, man. This is crazy. Well, you are crazy, boy. Let me drink me some water. You got my cheeks hurting.
Oh,
Paul,
shit.
I think a pause need to go right there. I said you got my cheeks hurting. Pause.
Well, I was about to say you got my head hurting.
Man, I had to make myself drink that shit. Pause again. Leave me alone. You're crazy.
Oh, shit. All right. What's good? I can do this all night.
Your ass is crazy. But that's the energy I needed. That's the energy I needed. That's the energy I needed. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, you know. But for real, you know, like, it, I mean, if we want to talk
crunch about on the mic, my bad.
What are you eating for?
Yeah, I had to get a little, my sugar low or something. I had to give me a boost.
Get a little pep.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. So, you know, like for real. People got to understand, like, living your free life. That's what I would say. Living your free life. Don't be afraid.
Okay. What you mean by that? Talk about it.
Say what you want to say.
Stay on the topic, though. But
yeah,
talk about
living
it.
Your free life. Say what you want to say. And when you say it, mean it. And don't feel that you got to take it back. Because when you do that, you're not living your free life.
So you're pretty much saying stand on it. Whatever you say, stand on that shit.
Yeah, and another thing. This is how us as people can live our free life is by figuring out how to do something where you are bringing in your own source of income. So guess what? Yes. When I get online, I say what the fuck I want to say. Something I will say is King Crowley said something as far as like any type of videos or anything that's put on the internet, it's going to last forever, right? So therefore, this platform that I use, it's not going to go nowhere because it's in the network industry, networking on the web. It's going to always be there. It's not going anywhere. So my kids will have access to it. Anyway, that was a free little knowledge to people to be free, so you can do whatever you want, say whatever you want, and you can stand on what you say and don't have to worry about the repercussions or backlash of you being true to yourself and saying what you're saying. If you don't like this person, you don't like them. Simple
like
as
that.
It.
I like that. I like
you know? That's a form of being a boss. When you're in control of yourself and being able to say what you want to say, when you say it. Now, when you say it, make sure you have good intentions on what you're saying, or if you're upset, say it because that's how you feel. Right. But be prepared for any repercussions behind it. Because for me, it's nothing anybody can do to me. And that's just the way I feel.
That's a beautiful space to be in.
You can't nobody take nothing from me.
Right, right.
And that's where we all need to strive to be. That's, you know, but anyway, I guess.
Listen, this is our first one out the gate and we kind of squeezed it in or whatever. So the fact that we even got it done, nigga, salute. Well,
wrong oh man, yeah.
Salute. You like, know, thank you. Look, nigga, you ain't have to come. You ain't have to hit me and be like, "What's good?" Like, what it look like? You could have just, if you had went on with your evening, I wouldn't have been mad with you because I was sitting here. I got somewhere. I got a meeting I'm going to in the morning, and somebody was hitting me, reminding me. So I was like, "Shit." It's gonna be some women there, so I was balling up oars. I was like, I'm gonna just do this until I, whatever, I'm good.
Right.
And then you, I was like, well, shit. Let me brush my hair, and shit, and fuck it, let's try it. Let's give it a go. So the fact that you even hit me back, respect, bro. Shit, respect. So look, man, we gonna get up out of here as far as you know, the podcast is concerned. Like I said, I ain't really got a name for it yet, but I, with the way we went on a little run. It might be called "This Is Not for Children," because people need to know this could go anywhere, and you don't want your child sitting there listening to some of this crazy shit. You want to share with them the good stuff, but some of it, send them to their room. We're gonna be talking like grown folks. All right, I'm King Crawley. He's tell them who you is, man.
Hey, you can call me Nicholas J.
Nicholas J. King Crawley, Nicholas J. And we're gonna come up a name for this shit out of the wild. We about to get out of here. I'ma holler at y'all. Peace. Peace.